This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. Tomorrow's news tonight right here as we broadcast from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, my Moss Nissan studio, to great radio stations across America, in the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and on the satellite, streaming live online. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as a special shout-out goes out to our military men and women listening to us right now all around the world and across America, and to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital, ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And let's not forget, everybody, and I mean everybody, that's working on the Third Watch, whatever you're doing, however it is you're doing it, including the roughnecks and all the oil rigs and those oil guys over there in Saudi Arabia at Aramco, thanks very much for what you do. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. And don't forget about Twitter. We're there as at Captain's America. All right. Well, joining us right now again, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, we talked about Al-Qaeda, and we talked about Yemen, and we talked about the bad guy that the U.S. got about a week or so ago. And Eric jumped in here and asked a question. He said, well, does that mean that Al-Qaeda is working with the Iranian Shiites in Yemen? Or is Al-Qaeda working with the Arabian, meaning the Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula?
Well, kind of, sort of. What's going on in Yemen is that the United States we've kind of split the battlefield over there. The United States has taken on Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, and Saudi Arabia takes on the Houthis. Now, I will tell you that the Houthis and Al-Qaeda, they collaborate with things going on in Yemen, and Iran is the one that is providing the weapons to the Houthis. And Al-Qaeda under Zawahiri is still, in fact, encouraging cell operations, very much like Islamic State did, and that's why they took responsibility for the shooter last year at Pensacola.
Okay, now, I guess about a week or 10 days ago, there was an American kidnapped in Afghanistan, an American contractor, is my understanding. What's the status there of that gentleman right now?
His name is Mark Friedrichs. He's 57 years old from Lombard, Illinois. And it appears that he has been kidnapped by the Haqqani Network in a really tough, conflicted area in Afghanistan. The United States is not making any comments on this. They don't when there is a very fluid situation, but apparently they got out in the media somehow that we did have an American, and I think the media was able to pinpoint who it was, so they contacted his father. And his father said it is his understanding that that he was in fact kidnapped. We are working to get him back. They don't want to talk about it for obvious reasons, but he's also a former Navy diver, who is now working as a logistics and civil engineer in Afghanistan. So it's been turned over to what is known as the FBI-led hostage recovery fusion cell, which is an operation that was created under the Obama administration. And anyway, that's the status. They're not really saying anything else because of security reasons, but that's where we are with him.
And as far as the negotiations and whatnot, it's kind of all up in the air right now because we're supposed to be negotiating with the Taliban. Is this group separate from the Taliban, or are they part of the Taliban?
Yes. No, they're separate.
So, in other words, our negotiations would not necessarily include them in this. So, well, we'll see what happens. The alleged shooter, and I hate that when they call him alleged, in the Walmart in El Paso, who was charged with 90 hate crimes yesterday. Of course, he killed 22 people there in El Paso. Where's that going to go, do you think?
Well, I mean, he's going to be convicted. He's going to go to prison. I mean, that's just where it is.
Is he going to go to prison, or are they going to execute him?
Well, therein lies with the. I think a jury has to decide this, so we don't know.
Okay, because I think in Texas, could be wrong. Somebody in Texas can correct me if I'm wrong. I believe in Texas, you are right. The jury is the one that decides the fate.
Well, they kind of decide everything. So, we'll have to see. But I think that's kind of what the situation. When that case goes to a jury, I don't know.
Okay. No, I don't either. All right. Well, we've got just a little bit of short time here, so I don't have a lot of time to mention much of anything except to say that... the president yesterday was at the prayer meeting, and the prayer breakfast, rather. Nancy Pelosi was there. She sounded like she was on another planet, but this is what the president... Well, wait a minute. I don't have enough time because here comes the music. When I come back, I'll play what the president had to say. And we will be right back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back right after these messages. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, Friday morning edition.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch, always American and always conservative. God bless America.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. In this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, my conversations with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is brought to you by the USCCA. That's the United States Concealed Carry Association. Now, if you go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, on the right tab, you will see the logo link for the USCCA. Click on that, and you'll have an opportunity to win the free gun a day giveaway. Now, in addition, after you do that, you'll have an opportunity to sign up for the $25,000 cash giveaway coming early in the fall. So that's all part of what you can do there. Then after you do that, take a look at becoming a member, because you can become a member, and in doing so, three levels of membership, you can get a $474 package of free stuff, including the Concealed Carry Magazine, or the award-winning Concealed Carry Magazine, from the United States Concealed Carry Association. So check them out, see what they have to offer, by going to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
You know, we have this Boeing MAX 8 jet. And yesterday, there was an announcement made that Boeing was fixing the MAX 8 software bug, and a test flight is scheduled for this coming week, which could put them back on track again for being back up in the air by the middle of summer, not the end of summer, or the end of the year, as was previously mentioned.
Correct.
So where are we at?
Right where you said we are. Yeah, I mean, they have been working diligently on this and doing a bunch of lab tests on this, and so now they're going to try it with a real flight. They really are pretty desperate in order to do this, to get to be able to have, and I don't know who else is going to be part of this test or who's been watching over it, so other people outside of Boeing can make the certification that all things are well.
Okay. Now, there's a report that came out that the United States is once again holding up, their words, not mine, holding up $30 million in guns and ammunition going to the Ukraine.
All right, well, let's explain this one here a little bit because it makes it sound like this is a Trump thing, and it's really not. Ukraine was buying weapons from a manufacturer here in the United States. And inside that $30 million were several contracts. One of the reasons, there may be a couple of reasons that the United States has stepped in and held that, because remember, there has to be a license, and the State Department does final approval on these things. That has not happened, and Ukraine is considering asking for its money back so they go someplace else to buy the weapons slash ammunition. But during the early phases of the Russians invading the, you know, large swath of land in the Luhansk region, Ukraine lost one of or several of their ammunition depots to Russia. And so the United States also is a little concerned because China has entered the fray, and they China wanted to buy or wants to buy some aerospace company in Ukraine that the United States is trying to block. So this has nothing to do with Biden and all that other kind of stuff, but not by a long stretch. It's some other transactions that are in the pipeline, and the United States is just simply suspending having that transaction. In some cases, that transaction is almost like a year and a half, or one of the transactions, like a year and a half old. But it's got nothing to do with the Bidens at all.
Okay, well, let's take a call. Good morning. Is this Mel in Saratoga Springs?
Yes, good morning, Captain. How are you?
Good. What's up?
Yes, in regards to that weapons transaction and the manufacturer who was in contract making those here in the United States, if I'm not mistaken, or could have been another deal somewhere along in the past, but Colbershire, I think, isn't she connected to this weapons deal that's being sold privately to Ukraine through taxpayers' dollars? Is that true or not? Or maybe Denise might know of a deal somewhere in the past that she was involved in.
We'll find out right now, okay? All right, thanks, Mel. Okay, what do you think?
Was he referring to Amy Klobuchar?
Correct.
Did I hear that?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I'm not, there may be another transaction.
I don't think it's this one.
I don't either, because it's not a single transaction in the $30 million. There's several transactions in this that just have a, collectively they have a value of $30 million. We were putting some pressure on Ukraine prior to Zelensky even taking office on a couple of these things. So this really is, you know, if a weapons manufacturer, an arms manufacturer here in the United States goes to sell whatever the products that they make to a foreign country, that's fine. They can do those deals, but it has to be approved by the State Department. And so there's a couple of things that are, you know, putting sand in the gears, which is the reason we are stopping it for a while or suspending the transactions, and I say that in a plural sense. But I will look at to see where Amy Klobuchar is on this. And he was inferring that there was some kind of a side deal, so yeah. I'll have to look at that.
Now, the United Kingdom reportedly is pushing for some sort of comprehensive U.S. tariff reduction package. Where do you think that's going to go? Because now they're no longer part of Brexit.
Yeah, I mean, China wants to reduce tariffs, We are looking trade deals with Britain, and we should be, because they need to be standalone. I think that we have made some offers with Britain on, as an outline on paper, knowing that Brexit was going to happen. But the interesting thing here is I don't know what kind of transactions, bilateral transactions, other countries, including Britain, may have with China. But China's in a desperate situation, and really Britain is too, to get some trade deals, to kind of have some stability on, you know, goods and services that they need from outside their respective countries. Consumption is down substantially in China for obvious reasons, and so this may affect phase one of our trade deal with them. Because they may not need all the wheat and the soybeans and, you know, whatever else it was that we were selling to them. So China's in trouble, and we don't know the volume of trouble that they're really in. We can guess, but, you know, they're a communist country, so it's hard to get to.
Speaking of China and speaking of the coronavirus, when I do that, the hospital yesterday confirmed the death of the Chinese doctor who first sounded the virus alarm. That's a shame, but he has died now. He's passed away.
He was actually interesting. He's an ophthalmologist, I think.
An eye doctor.
Yeah, it came to his attention, and so apparently there was a kind of a chat room where a lot of these doctors would kind of give their own updates on things or conditions, regardless of what kind of health that it may affect, but it was all health-related. And so he had put out the early warning in this chat room with several other doctors. I mean, it was a legitimate chat room and or chat platform, when you say it that way, so it has a little better connotation. And that apparently that chat platform was being monitored by Chinese officials, and that's how they came to essentially arrest him. And the rest is history.
By the way, Al is asking a question about the MAX 8. He says, are they having a problem with the tail of the plane?
I have no idea.
I don't either. I haven't heard that.
Not qualified to answer that.
Yeah, I've heard different things. Oh, and finally, just to throw this out there, the DNC wants an Iowa re-canvass amidst the caucus's delays and all of that. And the election is too close to call. None of the outlets will call the election for anybody.
Yeah, there's probably not going to be a re-canvass either.
All right, we will talk to you on the weekend show. Have yourself a great day.
Thanks.
All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Run on over there to check out all the great things that she writes about and see what she has to say. All right, we will be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump takes a victory lap after the senator quits him. The president speaking at the White House for an hour, thanking his family and thanking Americans who support him across the country. And he calls the entire impeachment proceeding BS.
We've been going through this now for over 3 years. It was evil. It was corrupt. It was dirty cops. It was leakers and liars. And this should never, ever happen to another president, ever. I don't know that other presidents would have been able to take it.
On Capitol Hill, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi holding her weekly news conference and calls President Trump's State of the Union a manifesto of mistruths. She goes on to criticize the president's invited guests in the gallery.
Constant guests? That was not a State of the Union. That was a state, his state of mind.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our Military and Veterans News segment. Number two of the morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy. Check them out online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Two campuses to serve you. And right now they're going to tell you all about themselves.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, remember, they have two campuses to serve you. The National Aviation Academy, one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston, and the other one is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. So all you have to do is give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour. Ask to take the tour of one of those two locations. All righty. Now, an Army staff sergeant who was previously convicted in a court-martial of assault will have his guilty finding set aside and his case heard again after the judge overseeing the trial was found to be engaged in a personal and emotionally intimate relationship with the wife of the lead prosecutor. Wow. Who would have thunk it, right? By the way, the brutal World War II battle in the Pacific holds many lessons for future Pacific fights. Remember, it was island hopping that we were doing in World War II in the Pacific. Just a bloody, brutal urban brawl. And we're trying not to ever have that happen again in the event we might have to do something over there in the Pacific. So the military planners are studying to see what it is they can do. Now, nerve agents are some of the deadliest substances on the planet, from sarin gas, which turns the human nervous system against itself, to mustard gas, which burns on contact and disrupts your respiratory function. These are the often unseen chemicals, and are the ones that the Army sees as not worth protecting against, but working to destroy. Now, they had at the Seneca Army Depot in upstate New York a bunch of mustard gas and sarin gas, a bunch of it. I think with what was transported by my trucks over to Iraq during the Iran-Iraq War, I think with what was transported that they emptied out all the mustard gas they had in the Seneca Army Depot in upstate New York. I think they did. I don't remember any being left behind. Doesn't mean there's not some more somewhere else. But anyway, that's what they were doing there because both Iraq and Iran were gassing each other with both artillery rounds, mortar rounds, and even missiles they were firing at each other. Now, the Navy, a senior chief petty officer, is now facing multiple charges after he allegedly abused a woman in 2018 and went on the lam a year later. Now he's facing a court-martial over those allegations, and we'll see what happens along the way. Also, a Navy strike fighter jet sucked debris into both of its engines during a late January mid-air refueling, causing at least $2.5 million worth of damage to the aircraft, according to the Navy Safety Center. I never heard anything about it until yesterday. By the way, remember I told you about Kirk Douglas, the movie actor who died? Well, back in the day, Kirk Douglas, the muscular actor with the dimpled chin who starred in Spartacus, Lust for Life, and dozens of other films and helped fatally weaken the Hollywood blacklist, who died at 103, he will be remembered. He will be buried as a veteran. That'll be something to see. I'm sure Hollywood will do their best not to show you everything, but he will be buried as a military veteran. And the new operations camouflage pattern uniforms for the Air Force is about to be, the time is about to be running out for wearing the new items, the new uniforms. So either you got them or you don't, is what it's boiling down to, the next steps in the transition of the uniform. Now, a child is amongst the 195 Americans quarantined at March Air Force Base in California. The child has now been hospitalized after developing a fever. But whether the youngster has the new coronavirus has yet to be determined. We'll see what happens there. Don't forget, our Space Force is going to be organized. They have submitted a plan to Congress on the initial structure of the Space Force, but many of the details of the services structure bill need to be hammered out because they haven't sat down and done anything with anybody yet.
So we'll see how that works out. Oh, and don't forget the Veterans Affairs Secretary, Robert Wilkie, worked to downplay concerns about leadership and the turmoil of which is resulting in his department right now, and his State of the VA speech that insists that the firing of his top administrator earlier this week was simply a matter of team chemistry. Okay. I'll go with that, won't you? Sure. By the way, defense innovation experts have told U.S. lawmakers that if they truly want the Department of Defense to embrace the leap-ahead technologies needed to complete, the Congress must find its funding power to make major players out of email disruptive tech firms so they can operate together. And again, we'll see how that plays out. Now, the Department of Defense has identified $5.7 billion in funding that will be reallocated from current offices towards new programs such as hypersonic weapons and artificial intelligence, department sources revealed on Wednesday. We'll see how that plays out. And don't forget, coming up this Saturday, the Two Guys Gun Show over in Largo at the Min-Reg Hall, 6340 126th Avenue East, just to the west of U.S. 19 in Pinellas Park. Look forward to seeing many of you there. Going to have a lot of great deals on guns and ammunition and all things related firearms. So stop by and say hi. I'll be there Saturday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Look forward to seeing you. Two Guys Gun Shows brings you the Largo Gun Show. Now coming up, we're going to have Chris Markowski. And Chris and I talk a lot about the economy and different things going on there. Chris has an uncanny knack for knowing what needs to be and what's important versus what isn't. And we're going to talk about that uncanny knack because we now have China cutting tariffs on some $75 billion worth of U.S. imports in what they're calling a trade truce. Where's that going to go? Where's that going to go? And I'm sure Chris will have an answer for that. By the way, there's a report that 138 migrants that were deported to El Salvador have been murdered in El Salvador. Apparently they didn't want them either. Gee whiz. Okay. Well, coming back with more and Chris Markowski too. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and we shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Why shotgun?
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going to stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And that's my uptown girl from New Jersey by way of Carrollwood, Georgia. And that's Donna Fiducia, everybody. She was with Fox News for a number of years. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Only Eyes Optical. Now, do you need a new pair of eyeglasses? Are you an active duty military person, a veteran, or a first responder, active or retired? Would you like some personal attention without all the hype when it comes to your eyes? Well, let me tell you about Only Eyes Optical and Boutique. Now, they are located at 6541 Superior Avenue in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota. You can give them a call at 941-444, yep, you listen to me, 941-444-7984. And ask to schedule an eye appointment with their optometrist. And then, after that happens, Diana Reason, the licensed optician, will be more than happy to take care of all of your eyeglass needs. Now, they've got a big supply of eyeglasses there. And she will meet or beat any advertised price that you have from any of those big box stores. So if you've got an ad with you for something somewhere else, bring it with you and give her a chance to meet it or beat it, because she told me she'll do it. Now, Only Eyes Optical is a veteran-owned business. They love our veterans and first responders, too, which is why they will give a discount to them and their families, too, on their eyeglasses. Now, stop by and say hello Only Eyes Optical at 6541 Superior Avenue in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota. Again, their phone number, 941-444-7984. And always make sure to tell them the captain sent you. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us on this Friday. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and China is trying to wheel or deal a little bit anyway. They have offered to cut tariffs on $75 billion worth of U.S. imports in a trade truce. Don't know what the imports are, but I suppose it could be whatever we're shipping, right?
Yeah, it's interesting how China's operating right now. They've put out various different statements, Matt, in regards to they're not happy with the travel bans that are taking place, with flights being banned from coming into the country, and they've said things to their populace that other countries are not helping by doing this. They're also acting pretty strange when it comes to Taiwan. Well, it's not strange, it's par for the course, but not good in allowing Taiwan to help out with the virus. But this is an olive branch, basically, that I think they're throwing out there, because they're stuck between a rock and a hard place. Their economy is gonna get whacked. And has been getting whacked because of this virus.
Yeah.
And I think that they want us to say, hey, listen, we'll drop the tariffs on you guys, and maybe we won't push them as much, because I don't think we're going to. All these purchases that they need to make, they may get pushed back a little bit based upon how their economy is operating right now. But on the other hand as well, they're going to need to make those agricultural purchases, because they're going to need food.
Right, they are, and a lot of stuff they can't grow, they have to bring it in, they have to import it, so there you go. AOC drives an electric car, correct?
I didn't even know she drives.
Yeah, she drives an electric car, and the Democratic congresswoman is pushing the Green New Deal by pushing the electric car manufacturer Tesla. And as a result, she's lifted the shares in Tesla, because guess what she's driving?
Well, I don't know if that's net. I mean, some people would say that. A lot of politicians, they want to force electric cars down people's throats. The reality is they're just really not selling well. Tesla is selling better than the other electric cars being sold by the other manufacturers. The reality is that Tesla stock has gone up due to what's called a short squeeze. People who were betting that the stock was going down had to cover their position, which drove the price higher. You also had a lot of brand new investors, millennials in their Robinhood accounts, chasing the stock to the upside. I saw action like this happen in the late 1990s with chip stocks that were involved with cell phones back in the day, where they went through the roof very, very quickly, and they
crashed
back down.
Yeah.
So, listen, the valuation for Tesla right now is patently absurd based upon its numbers. That happens. I try to talk to people and teach people that everything has an intrinsic value. Sometimes it trades above that value, sometimes it trades below. The valuation for Tesla right now is absurd. Even Elon Musk kind of alluded to it in the same light. What people should be really worried about with AOC right now, I don't know, worried about her and some of her crazy ilk. Mm-hmm. In the House, I've got a new immigration bill that they're pushing forward, which would make deportations illegal. You could molest somebody, you could rape somebody, and you wouldn't be deported.
Okay, and folks, I'm talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Go over there to his website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Find out what's going on in the great world of finance, because he's in the middle of all of that. And by the way, good morning, George, Mr. George the Godfather, trucker, bikers for 45. Now, we've got a real mess in Iowa, and Bernie got more popular votes than Buttigieg got delegates. So I wonder what they're going to think about the Electoral College now.
I don't know what you're hearing. The latest I'm hearing is that they may do the whole thing over.
That's right.
It's kind of funny if you actually think about it, because that's, Democrats love to, when they don't get the result that they like, they love to do. They were there to say, oh, let's do a do-over. It's the height of incompetence at this point in time. I know that this is really, I think it's going to really hurt their overall enthusiasm that they had, if they had much of any at all around the country. I think people kind of look and see this and they kind of get frustrated to some degree with the incompetence that's involved. And you know, I talked about this as well. I'm disgusted by the mainstream media making fun of the people of Iowa. The people of Iowa showed up. The ones that were interested in it, that caucus thing is a bit, it's more difficult than just going and voting.
Right.
It wasn't them. It was the party elites that decided on the software. It was the Hillary people that made the software and the George Soros people that were involved.
Right.
Why don't you go after them? Don't go after the people of Iowa and make fun of the people of Iowa. They didn't do anything wrong.
Well, you're right. And I don't disagree with you at all with that one. By the way, when you talk about the people of Iowa, you need to remember the fact that there were more Republicans that voted for Donald Trump than there were Democrats that showed up to do their caucus.
Oh, I without a doubt, Iowa's going to be going to Donald Trump. I think that everybody kind of realizes that. I think you're going to start seeing more and more states start to shift in that direction. From the looks of things, Florida is no longer purple. Looks pretty red.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. So the DNC is ordering Iowa to do it over again. They're saying count it again, and it looks like that's exactly what they're going to do. By the way, the state party was defiant to begin with. They said, well, we'll do it if a campaign asks, not if the DNC asks, but I think they're going to have to.
I have no idea. The DNC is its own unique animal. You can win. There's so many superdelegates there. You can knock it out of the park and be a surefire winner, and you still might not get the nomination if the superdelegates say no.
All right, we've got a call from one of your neighbors, one of your friends up there in upstate New York. This is Mel in Saratoga Springs. Okay, Mel, make it quick.
Yeah, Captain and Chris. Yeah, I just wanted to revisit what you spoke about, Kirk Douglas. Did Chris know that Kirk was our neighbor here over Amsterdam? He was about 25 minutes west of both of us. Chris was in Gilden, and I'm up in Saratoga. It's still about the same distance, but he was born and raised in Amsterdam, New York, over the tribe, the hill area of Amsterdam.
Okay, thank you, Mel.
Old town boy, yes.
Thank you. Okay, did you know that, Chris?
No, I had no idea that Kirk Douglas was born and raised over there. I knew Tom Cruise was from Syracuse, but I didn't know that Kirk Douglas was from Amsterdam, New York. We used to play them in football. They always had a tough football team.
Now, did you know that Uber was forecasting their first ever quarterly profit by the end of the year?
Yeah, they can forecast. I don't see how they're, well, maybe a quarterly, maybe they're working that quarter. They still lost, what did they lose this past year? What was it, $3, $4 billion?
I mean,
they posted numbers yesterday. It was crazy how much money they've lost. I don't see how it's possible right now. So, I mean, maybe, but I just don't see it.
All righty, we'll let you go. We'll talk to you on Monday morning. So you have yourself a great weekend and stay out of the snow.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, thank you, because it is snowing up there. I forgot to mention that. It is snowing up there in the Northeast, and that storm is working its way across big time right now. All righty. Don't go anywhere. We're coming back. Frank Salvato, managing editor of the New Media. Yeah, here I go. The Underground USA podcast, and he used to be the managing editor of the New Media Journal. He'll be coming right up right after the news.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.